What are you guys' thoughts on conspiracy theories?
Mid. Not, I don't believe most of them, but there are some I could like.
You
Well,
could believe?
yeah, I could believe them. I could believe one.
I would say that they're probably the ramblings of confused people, you know.
Yeah, no, like for instance, I believe in like dinosaurs and around Earth, but like some other ones, I don't know. I can't think of like any specific ones right now, but I know that there are like some.
Oh, right,
There
sir.
are some. Yep, so that's what today's podcast is going to be about. Everybody, welcome to Entertainment for Life with
Cowabunga.
our guest, our new co-host possibly, Lyle, who's
Hello.
waving right now, and then that other guy that
Hi.
is surprisingly on the podcast, audio listeners, he is
Very
eating a
awesome.
block of cheese on the podcast, just gobbling it.
I don't have cheese with me, but I
You are
wish I did.
completely eating it, just shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, it's just invisible.
Oh, and
Cheese
then you're
so
just
good.
guzzling some Baja Blasts, 2 liters of Baja Blasts.
I wish.
Bro, what?
All right. So today we're gonna be talking about the conspiracy theories. I got 10 for you. The person who wrote this is named Dr. Nandrolene, and it's on the website medium.com.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and it's t titled "Top 10 Most Hilarious Conspiracy Theories of All Time." All right, so the first one is a pretty classic experience, a pretty classic one. You ready for "The Earth is Flat"?
Oh.
No, that one, that there has been so much to prove that it just isn't, and that those people who believe it are wrong.
How are you gonna flat with a straight face?
I have no idea.
Straight face. My friend,
Like it is legitimately absurd.
yeah, there was a concern if you think the Earth is flat, because
The
it
thing
isn't.
is, I just wonder what it's gonna be like if you get to the edge of the world. Do you just like float off in space?
No, there was some guy who actually went to try and do that, and then he saw that the Earth was round through, and then he just he didn't. He was just at a loss for words, I think. He just didn't know what to do.
I know, right? He went, yeah, I think his name was like Christopher or something, but he went in a straight line.
Is it
And
like, oh wait, Christopher something? He went into a straight line. Do you want to finish your sentence?
oh yeah, he went in a straight line and just realized that he came back to the place he started. And he thought, huh, do that.
I also have another question. Is it like flat, like just very thin? Because if it's thin, can you like at the very edge, can you just look under it and see what's under the earth, and there's just a whole new, brand new earth? Or is it like a thick earth? Because
I'd say it's probably like a thick earth because
core. You need the core.
like there were okay, so this is very hypothetical. If it was flat, then I think that would be very thick because like I think Russians did an experiment where they like dug the world's largest hole of all time and like they got down like several thousand kilometers or something.
Russians?
Do you guys want to just continue on or keep on the flat earth thing?
Flat Earth.
Really, any more to talk about? Like, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And for all those flat Earth conspiracy believers out there,
You're our friends. Please follow the podcast and rate us 5 stars on Spotify.
oh no, those guys are idiots. Why would you even think that the Earth is flat? Like, it's just much. It's so much easier to believe that it's not. Number one.
Well, I think the only way that I think the only reason they actually think that is because like the Earth is just so large to us that it looks like it's actually flat. That's like the only reason I can come up with.
You know what would really support this theory
What would
too?
really support it? What would really support it?
If they started saying that Earth, at the end of Earth, there was a wormhole, right? Earth is flat, but there's a wormhole, and then it goes back around itself. So sort of like the
No, I think people were actually saying that. Like, they called it the Pac-Man theory or something.
Wait, I'm so confused on what you mean by this. Is there, like, an example you can show us on the camera?
No, okay, so, like, my hand is the flat Earth, and, like, okay. so you go all the way here, but then people are saying it's like Pac-Man, where if you go like that, you just teleport back here. That's what some people think.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
There's just been so much evidence to prove that. Also, well, how would they even prove that? Is there, there's not any scientific evidence.
There is not any scientific evidence.
Or only theoretical, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they're only
theoretical. Also, I think it's impossible to teleport things because, like, you can't track the position of atoms or something. I have no idea, though.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Earth is definitely round.
It's definitely round. You can even, like, see it when you're on an airplane. You can just see it rounded. But anyway, let's just continue. The moon landing was faked.
Oh, my.
That's another one that's just wrong.
The problem is
I saw a very funny thing where someone saw a very flat area of the moon, and they said, this looks like a stage where they could have fake the moon landing on the moon.
On the moon.
there was just like a weird flat area of the moon, and they said this looks like a stage where they could have faked the moon landing.
They didn't have that type of CGI back then, did they? Back in 1969.
I don't think so.
If you wanted to fake it, you could definitely do that. But like, why would anybody do that is the question. There has to be a motive behind these kinds of things.
Yeah. So
why would you even? I mean, I guess because they were in the space race with Russia, but I don't know how they would, like, it's the government, but I still don't understand how they'd have the budget to fake that.
Well, I have a recent survey here that finds that a staggering 52% of Brits think that the moon landings from 1969 to 72 were fake.
I'm going to say that's probably a fake statistic. No way that half of Britain thinks that the moon
it's like how people say that, like,
33.4%
of Americans. It's like how some people say, like, a majority of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Exactly. Like, what?
Like, both of those statistics are probably just made up. Like, there's no way that
33.5% or 33.5 million.
No.
What?
No.
Well, I mean, it is a huge thing. I mean, there were cults that back, not that big, but there were cults with a lot of people.
Why make a cult?
It's a confusing one. It's definitely a confusing one, in my opinion.
Honestly, Arrow, I just don't really think that. No way there are 55% of people who think the moon landing, or 55% of British people who think the moon landing is fake.
There's no way that survey is real.
Yeah, that's way too many misinformed people. And also, they could not have surveyed everybody in Britain.
So, they this probably one, I have... Thought, oh, yeah, sorry. All right, I'm sorry. You continue.
They probably got 100 people, right? Mm-hmm. They asked them, hey, do you want to get surveyed by this? And either A, they had a strong opinion about, no, I want to spread good information, or B, oh yeah, I totally believe in this. And they just took their statistic off of that.
The Illuminati control the world.
We all know that it's me who controls the world.
You control the world?
Yeah. I'm making taxes illegal. I don't know who made taxes behind my back, but they're
illegal. Now they're illegal, guys. You're not allowed to pay taxes, guys. Even if the government says you can. You can't pay taxes.
No, you don't understand. I am now the government.
Oh, he's the government now. He's the president. He's the laws. He's everything.
I am just,
What happens if you die, though?
I'm passing it on to you.
Oh, alright.
The Illuminati controls the world, wasn't it?
I don't even believe that the Illuminati exists. Like, it may have existed at one point, but I don't think that it does exist anymore. If it did in the first place.
I'm not going to say that it does or doesn't exist, because it's hard to say that it does or doesn't, you know?
Also, if they did exist, they might like get very angry at the opinions we have, and that wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, that might be a bit bad. But I would say that the Illuminati could exist. I don't think it does, personally. It could exist, and honestly, there is probably a cult named the Illuminati. It definitely does not control.
I mean, it did exist at one point. Have you ever heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it did exist in, like, Russia or something.
Yeah. When people hear the Illuminati exists, they want to join, and then when they figure out it doesn't exist, they make it.
Which is awesome.
The only thing I can think of.
Wait, they could make the Illuminati. They could pass it on as a religion with the government.
Technically,
as the leader of the world, I'm banning the Illuminati.
Yep. Dang it! I can't believe you're doing this. You're banning the Illuminati?
Yep.
What about freedom of religion, my guy?
Freedom of religion besides the Illuminati.
Bro. If your religion is like, oh, yay, there's this God up above, or there's this God down below that we worship. Okay, that's fine. But if you start bringing child sacrifices...
You're not allowed to do that. That's against the law. I mean, violence stops it. So.
It's going to stop becoming free religion. And also, freedom of religion doesn't exist in a lot of countries.
True.
Yeah.
Don't even tell me. Freedom of religion. Because it definitely cannot do the world if, you know, they don't allow freedom of religion in a lot of places. So...
I kind of want royalty.
I don't feel like there's much left to explore in this topic.
Yeah, I agree. There's a ton of COVID-19 ones here.
Oh my god.
Because I think this is written about COVID-19 times.
Are some of them, like, conflicting? Like, it would be very funny, like, Illuminati created COVID, or the government created COVID. I mean...
Oh.
If, like, the Illuminati was the government, I mean, it would be the same thing, but who cares? You know what I mean.
First one is, the pandemic is a hoax. I got COVID.
Me too.
I did get COVID, so no, the pandemic is not
a hoax. We already crossed that one off.
You don't get it. It definitely is. It definitely is. You just don't understand.
It's just a hoax. Lyle, you don't understand. You just can't understand here.
What? Both of you, oh my god.
It's a hoax. You're just wrong here in the situation.
Of course. I'm just wrong.
That's exactly. Wrong. You're wrong. You're just wrong. I mean,
I'm just wrong.
The president of the world says it himself. The pandemic was a hoax.
Wait. Hold up. The president of the
world. No. I'm not saying it was a hoax. I'm saying that
you're backing off on me.
Is real.
What the crap, man?
You are conflicting yourself. You said that you got COVID.
This thing's a hoax.
Are you just lying then?
Bro, obviously.
No, I got a cold. I got a cold.
You got a cold?
Yeah, that's just a cold.
Wow.
Because obviously a cold does that to you.
Yeah.
Obviously yeah, a definitely. Cold. Way too many people.
Next up would be COVID-19 was created in a lab by Bill Gates.
Bill Gates does not have enough resources to do that.
I know, he's the guy who created Windows. Is he creating viruses now?
Why would a guy who created an operating system be making viruses? Like,
but yeah, I don't understand how Bill Gates would create COVID-19.
He's not supposed to have beef with the world. The world has beef with him since he's a billionaire.
And then he goes ahead and, you know, just combines it all, releases it on the world. However, he would have no motive.
Which is why you made it in a lab.
You caught me.
Yep.
Preston was my partner. I'm ratting him out.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm ratting him out. It's that guy right there.
I think I just ruined it now by saying his name.
You kind of did. You kind of did rat me out there, bud. But, you know.
Next up with 5G. Oh, you're confirming 5G it?
5G does not cause cancer or autism or whatever.
Have you heard of this one?
Yes.
Okay, this one's a pretty wide. Who hasn't
heard of 5G causes autism?
Oh, we've heard that one. COVID-19 is a plot to depopulate the Earth. I haven't heard this one.
That actually would not be a bad idea.
It wouldn't be a bad idea at all. I wouldn't.
Yeah, because like I hate people.
No. But, okay. Many people are starving in the world, right? Many people are just
impoverished,
not going very well, running out of resources. Give it to people.
Just a second.
What if we just overpopulation is going to be a problem in a couple of years. So what if we just sort of decide to kill a couple people?
You know, that's a great idea.
A couple million people. Sorry.
I mean, that's what they did for the purge.
Yeah, that's what they did for the purge.
They were like, we're overpopulating the Earth. Go and fight each other until you die, and then only for 24 hours, so not everybody dies.
I'm pretty sure that was only in America.
Oh, that's true. It was only in America. Maybe. I never saw the movie.
Well, technically, it would be the same thing as if, like... Okay, so you know why... Oh, crap. So you know why Japan awesome stuff? And why it can be awesome? Because it doesn't have a lot of people. You know why it doesn't have a lot of people? Because it's an island. But if it wasn't an island...
Because... I know.
Like America, right? That we have too many people, so nobody can really, live super nicely. And everything that we do is, kind of dampered by the fact that we have too many people and therefore not enough resources to spend on one singular person.
So you say we should use the purge. We should purge.
No, we should not.
We should go out on a purgatory.
Yes, we should.
You're saying
we're going out on
a purgatory. I'm quoting you right now. You're saying that it's a good idea to depopulate the Earth.
We are not.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying. If America were to do stuff like the purge, then
should
able to
real.
Things like. Like Japan does it. Like, we would get all these nice stuff. We would get all this nice stuff, right? We would get nice food to eat and everything. But, I forget what I'm saying.
Here, how about this? I've got a solution. Move everybody to Russia.
That is a terrible solution.
Everybody, except for lower class. And then you treat lower class amazingly. Then we cycle. Then we cycle until the rich are lower class, and then we make the lower class go there, and we cycle. We just cycle over and over again.
Okay, so do you know why Russia has a actual normal population with so much land?
Like ding 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 ding.
It's because most of that land is unlivable. It's unlivable.
Yeah, but we make it livable. Global warming. It's gonna melt the snow eventually.
Oh God.
Global warming will help Russia.
By the way, do we have something about global warming on there?
I don't know. We'll get to it though. COVID vaccines COVID vaccines contain magnets.
What is the purpose of that?
Okay, so simple there chips or anything robotic. Number one, we haven't done
gotten there.
To really know. Like how to perform that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. However, if there were any chips or magnets or anything, the problem with that would be that we don't actually know how to do that. Our technology hasn't evolved that way. If it had, we would have been like the people in Scythe. Have you ever read that?
No.
Humanity lives forever, and there are little things in blood that can so there are little things in your blood that heal you up if you get hurt, and the only thing that can kill you is fire and acid. If we were able to make like chips into the human bloodstream, just injectable into the human bloodstream, don't you think we would have done it for other things other than trying to track your information online or whatever?
Unless the evil people. Unless the... Wait a minute, this all connects.
No, no, it doesn't.
Yes, yes, it does, yes, it does. The Illuminati is placing chips in people that don't know. And so the people that... that's why people are saying don't get the vaccine. Those are the people in the Illuminati.
Hey, so
are you fine in the head mentally?
Okay, so Alex, take a look at yourself mentally, and just ask yourself, "Am I all right?"
I don't think he is.
Me neither, honestly.
Elvis and Hitler are alive, and they're living on Mars.
No. What?
Excuse me, what?
It literally says it right here. It says, this theory suggests that Elvis Presley faked his death and now is living on Mars. Because he was tired of fame and chose to escape.
Yeah, escape to, like, California, not Mars!
Well, like maybe he wanted to escape because he didn't want to have to deal with the Illuminati. Who were placing things in vaccines. And then Hitler...
Why do you keep linking everything back to the Illuminati?
And Hitler was originally the leader of the Illuminati. But...
Okay, so no.
Hitler... Okay, I'm gonna give you a real quick World War II lesson. Hitler was the leader of the Nazi Party, not the Illuminati.
But what if he was secretly the Illuminati leader?
What do you want me to do with that question?
Oh, dang it, this next one ruins all of my situation of Russia being able to be fixed by climate change, because now climate change is a hoax.
Okay, so climate change is not a hoax, and people will learn that when they're all burning to death. Simple. Factual. To the point.
Did we already cover this one?
No, we talked about a different one. And then, oh no! You know how Hitler was originally the leader of the Illuminati, and then he moved to Mars so he wouldn't be the Illuminati leader anymore because it was too much responsibility and pressure? Now Bigfoot is a time traveler who is the leader of the Illuminati.
Okay, so what That is not a conspiracy theory.
No, not the Illuminati part, but it says there's a Bigfoot and he is a time traveler.
Okay.
And I'm just linking it to the Illuminati.
All time travel is technically impossible because you would create a paradox by time traveling.
No, if you went to the future, it wouldn't create a paradox. The grandfather paradox fixes by going to the past and killing your own grandfather or killing somebody's grandfather, stopping you from going to the past again and going in the circle over and over again. But if you go to the future, you're not hurting anybody in the past. You're just leaving the future.
I'd hurt the people in the future by causing something bad to happen, probably.
Unless you think about fate. If fate's real, then time travel would be possible. If fate's not real, it's not possible. So it completely relies if you believe in fate or not.
If
you think
what?
Things are circumstantial or not. Do you guys believe in fate? That's the question.
No.
Well, fate is a scary thing because it's like the same argument that people have when like people say God has a plan for all of us. Okay, but then you also say we have free will. So fate is a scary thing because that would mean that we have no free will and that we're all on a determined path to death.
So I think there's part faith or fate. I think that fate plays a part in a lot of things, but not in too many things.
Canon event.
At all, if fate
like canon happen. Events. Connecting the Illuminati to Spider-Verse to Bigfoot to time travel. Baby.
This is how Elvis was secretly Miles Morales.
Yep, and Elvis was originally Miles Morales because, no, he was the person that didn't get bit by the spider. And it wasn't the, wait, I'm not going to spoil anything from Spider-Verse, but it wasn't that other guy, the other guy. It was Elvis Presley, and since he didn't do it, he didn't get to help the world. So he was like, oh man, I don't get to help the world. I can't even sing everybody's paying attention to the new kinds of music. I just need to go to Mars. And
he was the kind of music.
What?
He was the new kind of music.
I know. But this is a... Yeah, I know. It was tragic.
He was in the height of his fame.
He was in the height of his fame. It's true. But maybe the Illuminati started to... The Illuminati was like, sir, or... Bigfoot came up to him and said, sir, you can't be doing this music anymore, as it affects the Illuminati greatly.
Okay, Bigfoot is a butthole.
Yep, exactly. All right, the government is hiding unicorns.
Isn't he like some gorilla thing?
Yeah, Bigfoot is some gorilla thing.
Yeah, the government is hiding unicorns, guys. Because unicorns are too powerful for the Illuminati. And the government is not controlled by the Illuminati, but a lot of groups are. Like, the Denver Airport is a base for the Illuminati.
I don't think so.
Base for the... Yeah, I don't think so. I think some people don't know the word coming out of their mouths.
Yeah, like, do they know what they are... like, literally, what are they waffling about?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Alright, I'm gonna have to be done with this conspiracy theory crap.
Okay, wasn't the next one, like...
No, we're gonna stop the question. We're gonna stop the questions. But
we ain't even
have
that.
We do have... we've got some... Ew, it's a, would you rather... Do we do this every single podcast? So gross.
Apparently.
Why? This just seems like easy content. Why is somebody making such easy content? Just so you can say same thing. Oh crap, our call ends in 15 minutes. I'll call you guys.
Yeah, go in 20 minutes.
Alright, let's just do 10 minutes left. Alright, here we go. Number one, for our would rather. Have to eat a raw onion like an apple every day or never eat cheese again.
Onion.
Never cheese again.
How dare you?
I can go without cheese on my...
I have to go with onion
no,
as well.
You can't.
I have to go with onion as well.
Wait. Is
you get used to the taste. You get used to the taste.
Mayonnaise doesn't count as cheese.
I don't think so. No.
Why would it?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, something like... I don't know. I don't know what I was saying, actually.
Well, why is it... Why would you rather eat a raw onion? Or, why would you rather...
A block of cheese. You just add...
Why would you never eat cheese again, buddy?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I would choose never to eat cheese again just because I don't want to have a raw onion like an apple every day. That's disgusting, and it's going to kill me.
Eventually. It's not going to kill you. It's a vegetable. It's good for you.
Okay.
Only yeah, skin riddles or only speak in rhyme.
Okay, but I'm going to say raw onion. If it was healthy and we humans were naturally able to do it, then I don't think we would do it. Or we would have done it already.
I don't think people would be eating onions because it just tastes bad, plain.
People eat salads. They taste bad.
Would you rather
people
only...
also drink Pepsi. Pepsi tastes
Pepsi's
bad.
Pepsi's good.
No, I'm not
Pepsi's
hearing
good.
It.
Pepsi's
bad.
Good.
What are you waffling about, Alex?
What are you on? What are you waffling about? Pepsi's good. It has freaking... It's sweeter than Coke.
Yeah, but it just tastes worse.
Dude, and Pepsi Blue is the best soda ever made to mankind.
Okay, that is a
no.
Itself.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I thought we were done with that.
Exactly.
We were done with that.
Wait, what? What did you say?
I said that is a conspiracy theory within itself.
Dude, no. Pepsi Blue is amazing. Don't
That's
even diss my guy, Pepsi
when
Blue.
When he was on Mars or something, I don't know, whatever
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, because Elvis Presley's a freaking hero. He's stopping the Illuminati. And he's drinking that blue Pepsi along the way.
He was a member of the Illuminati.
No, he's getting away from the Illuminati because they tell him not to make his music anymore. But
are you
he's,
okay?
He took all the blue Pepsi with him. So then nobody else could get blue Pepsi because he wanted the blue Pepsi for himself.
Did he though?
And then they started making new ones. They recently started making new ones, and then everybody drunk them all, and then we ran out of the ingredient, the special ingredient, which is love. The world's out of love, guys. Sorry to inform you about that.
No.
Yep.
Okay. What's the next? Would you rather?
It would be have a permanent unibrow or permanent body hair. Body hair.
Yeah, me too. Because I already do.
I already have like a unibrow though. I have to
We
shave it
all
still.
have body hair, guys.
Yeah. How about this? Have always have an afro or always have shaved head?
Afro.
How shaved are we talking? How shaved are we talking?
Your hair.
My hair? Always
Yes.
have.
The thing is, now I'm the one who has to pick between you guys because I can see your cameras. And both one of you guys has shaved hair and one of you guys have an afro.
No, I just know that I look better with an afro than bald.
But afro would be so puffy and it'd be so much fun to play with.
I don't look better. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm gonna say shaved hair for life.
I'm going afro.
Of course, Barbara.
Exactly.
Disco. Join a cult or a multi-level marketing scheme.
Join a cult.
Oh,
Yeah,
multi-level
me too.
marketing
I'm a,
scheme.
I mean, I'm already part of one.
The cheese cult.
Shut up.
Yes.
The multi-level
Precisely.
marketing scheme. I'm making some money. I think. What a
Oh, wait,
multi-mo.
money's involved? Yeah, I
Yeah.
want to do that. I'm changing my mind. I'm
Cult.
doing that.
Hey, hear me out. With a cult, a salvation.
A
I don't.
cult sometimes involves you dying, and a multi-level marketing scheme only revives you having money.
And
You don't
getting
get to
rest.
choose. You don't get to choose what. No, as long as you get out without anybody figuring it out. So,
You don't understand.
are
Money
you
can buy
saying?
happiness.
Because cults, if you made a multi-level marketing scheme that you knew would be successful, you would go really big, right? If I built a cult that I knew was going to be successful,
It never
what
said that. It never said you have to build a cult. It's join a cult.
okay, I'm joining the Illuminati.
You don't get to choose. You don't get to choose. The Illuminati might not accept you.
So you're telling me that you might not get out
You might not get out. Yeah.
of the multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah. But I make money. I make enough money for bail. Let's say I make money. I make enough money for bail, and I get out. I
They
full.
take that money from you as soon as you get arrested.
No. Because I can
Yeah.
just say this is my money from college when I got a job at the local 7-Eleven.
They can see how you got the money. That's why
I do it
multi-marketing.
in cash and I hide it in my pillow.
This
I
what?
feel like they just do like a full sweep of your house.
And I
It's
say
what?
I earned that from 7-Eleven, my local 7-Eleven.
No.
Or I
No,
say
I don't think you could.
I held up a bank at gunpoint.
I mean, that would be. I mean, it probably would be correct if that were the case.
Bro, they see how you got it.
No, you don't get it. Just commit tax fraud.
Of course, bro. Just commit tax.
Oh,
Like,
dude,
that's
this one's
just.
awesome. Oh, I've got a new one that's awesome.
What?
Have six-pack abs or
Already
be able
do,
to drink any
definitely.
six-pack without gaining any weight.
Any six pack. Well, actually, no, six pack abs. Six pack abs.
Precisely.
I think I would have to go with the six-pack here because you're not losing any, you're not gaining any weight.
You want
And
a
that.
six pack?
I want the abs.
How
about
The
this?
abs.
How about this? How about this? Only be able to watch the Shrek movies or B movie.
Shrek movies.
B movie.
I'm a diehard Shrek fan.
I'm gonna say Shrek more
There are more?
they're more
Wait,
they're more
is Puss in Boots included?
No. Shrek 1, Shrek 2,
Ah!
Shrek 3. And then I get the
Okay,
B
yeah.
movie. You don't get the B movie. I only get the B movie.
You have to watch it every day though.
Yep, and you have to watch it every day.
That is just horrible.
Brush your teeth with garlic for a year or use spicy toilet paper that burns when you use it for a year.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper won't affect anything about me.
Right.
No, you got a
I'm.
doctor for that.
Oh, okay, this one's actually really cool. Eat cereal with orange juice or make hot chocolate with orange juice.
what's cereal? Just any?
It would be any cereal you make.
But you have to
I make don't...
cereal? What? You have to churn your own butter?
What?
No, you I have... think he's just, I think he just means like all the cereal you make.
Last question. We got our last question.
You know, like eat.
You guys ready for your last question?
Uh-huh.
Alright.
Hopefully.
So here we go. You ready for this? This one's really great. Would you rather be a nudist or be a never nude?
Never nude.
I would have to go with never nude.
For first one.
You would go nudist.
Oh, no, not first one, second one.
Okay, so we all agree never nude?
Yes.
Well, but then you can... Well,
this is a hard one.
You don't really want to argue.
It's not a hard one, but it's just it would be annoying.
I mean, judging by the context of what we're talking about, it could be.
Well, if you were a never nude though, okay, sure. It's like oh my gosh, yay! I'm never nude. Nobody's ever gonna see nude, right? But then you have to think.
Audio listeners. 4008061 is looking at the camera, smiling with a full set of teeth, and he's forming the letters nudist in it with his hands.
No, I'm not.
Yep, and audio listeners has to trust me.
Yes,
I'm the host. I'm the co-host with Preston.
Well. You have,
Okay.
You have a poster of the word I'm supposedly spelling in your room.
No, they trust me more than you.
You guys are so dirty.
You said you. How would you
thank
do?
Thank you.
No, you're
okay,
way more.
But you answer my question. Answer.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for being. Thank you for listening into our podcast. We will. I'll see you guys another time. I'll see you later.